Well, after weeks of speculation, veteran editor and media icon Ita Buttrose has been announced as Scott Morrison's captain's pick to be chair of the ABC. Ms. Buttrose's appointment brings some long-awaited stability after the ABC lost both its managing director and its previous chair within the same week last September. But the decision has been overshadowed by the news that the Prime Minister sidestepped the shortlist for the position put together by the Independent Selection Panel. The ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan, has been covering this morning's developments, and he joins me now. Peter, Ita Buttrose is not just a media veteran, she's a celebrity too. This announcement this morning came with some fanfare, but what does it mean for the ABC?
Well, Sarah, Ita Buttrose may well be a celebrity, but she's also highly regarded as a top editor and commentator, having held critical roles with Kerry Packer and Rupert Murdoch in the 70s and 80s. But as you say, the question is, what does Ita Buttrose bring to the role as chair of the ABC now as she replaces Justin Milne, who resigned last September, amid concerns that he may have softened to political interference from Canberra? While Ms. Buttrose might not have held executive roles for a while, the Prime Minister Scott Morrison says she brings passion, trust and integrity to the top of the ABC after a period of instability sparked by the sacking of Managing Director Michelle Guthrie last September. Speaking at a media conference at the Prime Minister's Sydney offices this morning, Ita Buttrose confirmed she did not apply for the role, but as an ABC devotee, she was chuffed to be approached.
Look, I'm very honoured to have been asked to chair the ABC. I consider it one of the most important cultural and information organisations in our country, and I'm honoured to be asked to lead it into the future. I've grown up with the ABC. I'm a devoted listener to the ABC. My father worked at the ABC for a number of years, and when he retired, he was assistant general manager. In my role of chair, I think it's my most important role is to restore stability to the management of the organisation, to reassure the staff that life will go on as usual, and to reassure the board, who's also been through a period of unrest, that it's time to get the ABC functioning again.
The newly appointed chair of the ABC, Ita Buttrose. And Peter, given the importance of this role, the Prime Minister spoke of Ms. Buttrose in glowing terms.
That's right. And Mr. Morrison says Ita Buttrose has had a pervasive role in Australian life over many decades, and he has no doubt that she's the right person to take on the stewardship of an important national institution.
Ita, as we know, I hope she doesn't mind me being informal.
Not at all.
Has the strength, the integrity and the fierce independence that she is known for to take stewardship of this important Australian institution. Australians trust Ita. I trust Ita. And that's why I've asked her to take on this role.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has also had to defend the appointment process, Peter, given that he bypassed the government's own selection panel. How did he defend that?
Well, this has been controversial because the Independent Selection Panel's recommendations were ignored. Earlier this week, Mr. Morrison said he was surprised and disappointed that the shortlist he received was all male, no women at all. Two key candidates included the former Fairfax media boss Greg Hywood and the former News Corp boss Kim Williams. But this morning, Scott Morrison defended his decision to go with Ita Buttrose and said he had a perfect right to veto the panel's recommendations.
Well, the Labor Party put in place a process when they were in government, which was this independent process at complete arm's length from the government. I have no involvement in it. The minister has no involvement in it. They appoint the recruiters who are involved and provide the terms for those recruiters. So the Labor Party set up a process. We've followed that process. But where I don't believe that process actually meets the requirements, then the government of the day has the ability to make the right appointment, and that's what I've done today.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison. Ita Buttrose has a pretty big to-do list, and that includes appointing a new MD to replace Michelle Guthrie.
Yes, ABC veteran David Anderson has been acting as MD since Michelle Guthrie's sacking. He's seen as a top internal contender. That position was advertised a fortnight ago before Ita Buttrose's appointment as likely chair was even in the mix, and applications for that job close tomorrow.
The ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.